Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You know, the title of this show is a little provocative, and I want to be clear. When I'm saying they are watching you, I'm not talking about the NSA, and no, I thought of trying to use the Police song, Every Breath You Take. But, you know, I want to be respectful of copyright, so I'll just simply sing, every vow you take. Okay, it's not good anymore. I used to have a higher register and used to be able to sing, but I've lost the high register, so I apologize. I want to have a little fun there. So this show is a little bit different in that I talk with you about how employers are watching you from all directions. So I hope you find it helpful. I hope you don't make any mistakes here. And I also hope that you give the show 5 stars in iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever other service you use. And with that, let's get rolling. And let's talk today about one of the most underappreciated, under-reminded about tips I could give you about job hunting. You know, there was a song many years ago with the refrain, I'll be watching you. And on an interview, it's not just the interviewer who's watching you, but every person that you meet, even for a moment, is taking note of you and having an impression of you. Now, that could be the security guard in the building you're coming to visit. That can be the receptionist on the floor who's buzzing you in. Coolly and confidently and with a smile, speaking to her and saying, hi, my name is so-and-so. I have a 2:30 appointment to see such and such person. Great, would you have a seat? Terrific, happy to do it. And then sitting and facing the greatest number of entry points. And then the interviewer as well, who may take you around the floor later on or introduce you to other people. And the dour, serious look, you know, that look doesn't serve you. What does serve you, at least in the U.S., is a friendly, affable smile, a great handshake, a confident demeanor about you goes a long way toward letting people like you. You see, people get hired for a couple of reasons. Hopefully one of them is that they're competent to do the job. But then there are the tiebreakers. And among the tiebreakers are, do I think I can work with this person? Do I like this person? And often that's the first question a hiring manager is going to ask subordinates. Do you like them? What do you like about them? Things along those lines can be the tiebreaker between you and another person. So again, remember, everyone's watching you. Everyone's noticing you. Everyone's commenting about you if they meet you. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.